I like what Christian was saying about Eden. How about that? God's taking us all the way back to Eden. And he's squared all the way that away at the cross. You know, we just have to die with him and live in this kind of a resurrection life with him. There's a whole different realm that he's called us to live in, a totally different platform. And the more we believe, the more we enter into it. You know, everything is by faith in this kingdom. So let's keep excelling in the things of God. He can do it rather rapidly, really. If we follow on unto it, he can do it rather rapidly. It's really, you know, all things are possible to them that believe. So as far, you know, going back to Eden seems like, so too far out. But God says, all you got to do is believe it. And I can get you back through. You know, remember he planted that big old angel in front of the tree of life and had a sword in his hand. You know, and really all that sword is so that he can cut away your flesh so you can get in there. He wasn't trying to block you from it. He's trying to make a way for you to get in it. It's a good sword, man. Right? In other words, the sword cuts off the flesh so we can be in the spirit and eat off the tree of life. So, for instance, y'all may not have caught this, but when Amanda came up here and was at the altar, God was cutting her. Start eating of me. Start eating of life, right? So that was her submission and her faith, and God starts cutting her. So those acts like that just aren't, you know, tradition. It's God doing something, right? Right, Joy? Right? It's like God doing something in our lives. So the more we believe, the more we receive. You know, it may be way out there, right? But God's going to give us what he died for and rose for so we can enter into that kind of life. So I'm not worried about me in terms of, am I going to make it? It's just how much I believe, right? God, I believe you. Help my unbelief. Because the more I believe you, the more I enter into you. Because there really is nothing else or nobody else but you. And so no matter with all my righteousness is as filthy rags, thank God. But he's got righteousness that we can be clothed in. So I let mine go, take his. And we get adopted into this family. Heaven is mine. Health is mine. Life is mine. You know, we have this whole new standard. And it's Christ's righteousness. And fortunately, it's a standard that we can't achieve ourselves. That is always by faith. So come to me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. You know, you have this achievement desire on the inside of you that was given to us by God, but we can't make it without Christ. And so we always lean to him and not to our own understanding. You know, your biggest asset is your weakness. That's your biggest asset. So if you've been trained to be strong, you got the wrong training. I can make it. I can make it. You can make it. You got, what's the term? I guess I'll meddle a little bit, you know. You got greatness in you. Well, the only greatness is in you is Jesus. How much Jesus is in you? What they told you was greatness in the flesh, it ain't greatness. All that means, that kind of greatness is just a hook for Satan. So your biggest asset is your weakness, right? And so this is why, you guys remember this? You guys remember this? Remember we used to baptize Pastor Mike up here? We haven't done it in a long time. Won't you come? Come on, Derek, help him go down. We're going back. Praise Jesus. Help him down, Derek. So this is just so we kind of know what the Holy Spirit's trying to do to us, right? You know, thank God there's no water here, because most of us think baptism is just water. So it's got really nothing to do with water at all. Okay, good. Okay. I just heard what she said. She's like, I'm next, you know. But look, let's take them down. Bam. Okay, so we get baptized, right? We stretch forth. This is scriptural things, right? So come September, and I'm speaking this prophetically, that all that's going to happen is a new baptism for us. In other words, we endured the summer. Look, by faith. By faith, right? You endure the summer by faith. And so God set up this hot summer for you. Because those hot deserts, they're the best time to believe. That's the best time to learn. So God set up this hot, hot summer for us, just so he can give us a whole new baptism. Okay? And so we're not going to squander it. You can feel that, right? A whole new baptism. And the singers are going to sing a new way. Even today was like a preview of it. We kind of get in the spirit. The song sort of lifts. I'm trying to use the best language I can. It sort of lifts and gets you into another order altogether, right? You get into a whole nother order. It's not human. It's Eden restored. And see, only God can do that, but he can only do that as you go down in the baptism of waters, right? Submission, right? You submit, you lose yourself down here. Mike is losing himself. Pastor Mike is losing himself so that now he can believe on a higher, higher ground. The more I lose myself, the more I can believe in heaven. The more I lose myself, I can believe in another economy that comes straight from God that only he can give, right? The more I lose myself, I can have faith. I can have the faith of God to believe in a miraculous realm. So then whatever comes my way, it doesn't scare me, because I'm believing on a whole different level. I have kind of the faith of God. I'm believing on the God kind of level. God has released me into a whole new anointing. I can believe what other people can't believe because they haven't been baptized yet. Right? So there's coming this new baptism. I'm not talking about water. So, you know, this is bigger, because the Spirit of God is here, and because we're all here together, we're in the house of God. This baptism of display is more real than you going down in that water like that. Unless the Spirit of God's there, because without the Spirit of God, nothing happens. We can, like the quote said, we can read the Bible over and over and over again, but if it's not quickened, we can get baptized in water over and over and over again, but if there's no quickening there, if the Holy Spirit is not there to quicken it. So Pastor Mike is gone down in death. Death to himself. Death to his own will. Death to his own plans, death to his own way, death to his own way of thinking, natural man's thinking, death to it all. The mind starts to get renewed when he comes back up, right? And God will never release an authority on us until we've died to ourselves. So we can quote about authority. God's given us authority. The scriptures say authority. Go ye all in the world. I've got to give you authority. And of course that says that. But you don't get it without the baptism. Because the baptism, you lose yourself. If God gave you authority without baptism, you go out and you take the credit for the works. And so Jesus is... So what's going to happen starting September? New baptism means a deeper death, but a higher authority, right? So we get baptized unto him. What's the name of this? Okay, so the manifestation of the Spirit is given at baptism, right? Remember when Jesus got baptized in the Jordan? Remember he got baptized in Jordan? What happened? The heavens opened up and the Spirit of God came down, right? That's baptism. In other words, he did that to show you that you have to get baptized away from yourself and into me. right? Away from Karen and into me. Amanda gets up here. She gets away from Amanda and into her. You get baptized into him, into somebody. And the more you go into him, the more you lose yourself. You get baptized into Christ, right? We get baptized into Christ. Robert talked one way before the baptism. After he got into Christ, he talks a different way. Because another spirit has taken him over, and his words aren't his own anymore. They're the Holy Spirit's words. So here comes this new baptism at Prevailing Word Ministries, that the word we speak are not our own, that they're our Father who sent us. That language sounds familiar, right? Death to Pastor Mike. And by the way, he can live like that. In other words, he can live baptized. It's not like a one-time event. I get baptized and up and then, you know, no, I'm living a baptized life.
Come on now.
Oh, yeah, follow me. Right. So now if I'm living a baptized life, if they smack me, God, I love them anyway. Okay. Not enough Christians been baptized. Oh, a lot of them went down at 12 years old, but none of them really been baptized in God. Right. And you know, here's what the Lord said. You know, the Lord said, look at Joseph. Look at Joseph in the Bible. He lived a baptized life. In other words, look, he got hid down in a hole. He got hidden down in a hole. That was his baptism. Said, God, why do they do him like that? Because God said, the devil meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. Because he's down in that hole, now he's losing his life. He's getting baptized, see. He's losing his own life. Okay, now that somebody went and found him, right? The travelers by found him, and then he went into Egypt, and he starts to excel. Then he gets knocked down again. Baptized again. See? And then he, you know, the Potiphar's wife tried to get him, and he got falsely accused. Baptized again. Somebody say, how's Christian, you know, living in the spirit practical? Ask Joseph. How's it practical? How am I going to live my everyday life? Ask Joseph. He lived in the spirit every day. Falsely accused, doesn't that happen to you? Falsely accused, right? Them misunderstood, all this. It's just God lets it happen to you. Because the only way we're going to walk in the authority of the kingdom. Remember, he was a second in charge. Eventually, he gets to be the only one. He has his high authority. He couldn't do the high authority unless he got baptized first. So here's the Holy Spirit, and this is what we all have to see. I wish I could take Mike's legs up and pull them, you know, shake them like this, you know. Look, shake out all his money, his brains, you know. I know he loaded, you know, in his pocket. Right? Shake it all out. Let's see, I shake him out. I take him out, empty him out. Because that's the only way. And then that's when the Holy Spirit can come in. People say baptizing the Spirit. Well, all it is him starting to take us over. That's all it is. So he got to get us through situations to empty us out so they can give us him. Right? So the manifestation of the Spirit of God is meant for all of us. In other words, you know the song, they sang the song up here, in the Spirit I am alive, in the Spirit I can fly. That's for everybody. We're not meant to live on this earthly realm thing, man. all it is vanity, self-seeking. What do we say, glow? It's like it goes round and round. It just goes round and round. You know, you think you got a plan, you think it's going to work, and next thing you know, somebody flips you. You know, you go the same thing over. Until you get in the spirit, you'll never succeed. And even in the natural, if you make $1 million or if you got fame and fortune, I don't need to really talk about that much because fame and fortune does very little good if you can see around people. The most famous people are sometimes the worst. People win those lotteries and they say, I wish I never won. Because it's just vanity. What has to happen? God's got to find a way, and he did find a way, to lift Derek up to a whole new world. And that's what starts to satisfy him. But it's only by the Spirit. So, you know, you can't take the old ways and bring them into the kingdom of God. It's all, you have to die to everything. I'm taking Mike, I'm shaking him out. He's dying to everything. But when he comes back up, he's living in this new world. Yeah. Do you know, I talked about Joseph, right? So you live the Joseph kind of life, the baptized life. And do you know that that flood in Genesis, it was all a type of baptism, wasn't it? And the Holy Spirit was saying, I'm going to show you way back in Genesis. I'm going to show you what has to happen if you get to a whole new world, right? I'm going to take the whole old world out. And I'm going to plant a new world. And his name is Jesus. Because he's not just a person. He's a whole new sphere. He's a whole new world. He's a new planet. He's a whole new. He's a whole new Eden, Chris. D, I have a scripture at the bottom in Song of Solomon. Can you put that up there real quick? Because I want us to see this. The Holy Spirit wants us to see this. Look what he says in chapter 5, verse 1. I have come into my garden, right? Right? It's prophetic of the church. I'm coming to my garden of Eden. Chris didn't know I was going to put this up here, by the way. My sister and my promised bride, right? Who's the bride of Christ, you know? I have gathered my myrrh along with my balsam and my spice from your sweet words. I've eaten my honeycomb with my honey. I have drunk my wine with my milk. Eat, friends. Drink. Drink deeply, oh lovers, right? We see, the more you get baptized, the more you drink deeply of God's Spirit. And you start to get drunk with his Spirit. It starts to take you over. And drunk people speak a different way. Don't they? You get drunk, you start speaking to his Spirit. You know. Cannon got drunk over there a few minutes ago, didn't he? He started declaring some things from heaven, didn't he? Won't he do it? I build it. I grow it. That worship got him drunk over there. In the Spirit, I'm alive. In the Spirit, I can fly. In the Spirit, I'm healed. In the Spirit, I can feel. This new life that Jesus is a whole new wine, right? I don't think Mike wants to get up. We get baptized into his death. And he hurry up and raises us up to this whole new kind of life that we can live today. All the Holy Spirit's doing today is making sure we understand what baptism is. Taking it away from the natural and put it in the Spirit, right? Here's the other thing that you got to see. That Pastor Mike, when you get baptized into Christ, he's hidden in the water. He's hidden in the water. No, we go to the ocean. You see all that water. Underneath is a treasure of. That's a whole nother world underneath there. That's a treasure of life. They can't even discover it all. a billion kind of fish, right? And I'm probably understating it. Galore. But it's hidden. You know, Colossians says, you are dead and your life is hidden. Hidden with Christ. In Christ, with God. See, as soon as you come out, as soon as you come out of your hiding place, you have trouble. Right? As soon as you come out of him, as soon as we're clothed in Christ, we're hidden in Christ. You know, Corrie Ten Boom had that wonderful book, The Hiding Place. You know, back in the World War II Hitler thing. Psalms 32 says, you are my hiding place. You are my hiding place. There's that song out there. You preserve me from trouble. You encompass me about with songs of deliverance. What time I am afraid, I'll trust in you. You're my that's an in him scripture. I'm not afraid because I'm in him. Pastor Glow and I were talking this morning. She said, all this stuff going on in September. Then she thought she read the scripture. What was it? Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not lack. No matter how September looks, see, don't get your eye off tomorrow. Just hide in him. I don't care what trouble you got. I don't care what trouble you can think you can see tomorrow. Just hide in him. And stay there. And the Holy Ghost says, if you hide in me, nothing will touch you. Right. Psalms 91. I'll cover you with the feathers of my wings. I'm your covering. Hide in me, Geraldine. Hide in me. Hide in me. Hide in me in the spirit. And I'll never let you down. I'll never let you down. So we get baptized, or, you know, what does the word even mean? You get covered. You get consumed. You get overflowed, Derek. You get overwhelmed. You get surrounded. You stay under him like that water spider. It's that protection. And that whole Garden of Eden, new life. And I see differently, because now I don't see by my own eyes, I see through his. We have this divine covering over top of us. There's this baptism then that we have to have, that we have to walk in. And there's this being hidden that we have to stay close and deep in Christ like that. Deep calls to deep. Even that prayer that says, you know, pray in secret. It doesn't just mean, and this is good, go pray by yourself in your closet. It does say that. But really what it means is, pray inside of me. Pray inside of me. Right? Stop. Let my life hide you. You feel the life of God around you. Feel your own baptism. The Spirit start taking, you know, the Spirit can take over your mind and shut that thing down. So you start thinking good and perfect and honest and holy things. Pray in secret with me. Pray in the secret place. Pray in my garden. Pray in my garden. And watch your prayers bring so much to pass when you pray in me versus praying in yourself. Do you know you can pray in yourself? You can, most of our prayers are, bless me, bless me, bless me, bless me. There's a revelation coming about prayer and abiding in him in prayer. You know, we pray in secret like that, God's going to reward us openly. So Dee, let's do some notes. Okay, yeah, good. So we are all meant to walk in the Spirit. Every man. it should be normal. Certainly for the church, it should be normal. In other words, when the Holy Spirit baptizes you in him, they're not going to see you anymore. They're going to see Christ in you. Right? Pastor Ross, come baptize us. Come baptize us. And by the way, he said John baptized with water, but I'm going to baptize you with the Spirit and with fire. So this fire is starting September, Geraldine, Pastor Geraldine Dickens. Fire is going to start coming out of this house. Because we're dying today. And that same Pentecostal fire, same Holy Spirit. Because they died in the upper room, we died at Mountain Road. Watch the fire come out. But walking in the Spirit is normal. You know, the church was never meant, how much do I say? It was never meant to be just kind of programs and doing good. And, you know, we're meant to be have the Holy Spirit consume us and him doing all the work. And we just kind of praising God for it all. Right? Okay, let's keep going, D. God wants us all to understand that there is a baptism. And it is a baptism. It's into, it's covered with, this is immersed, and you never come out of it. Can you imagine? And always go deeper and deeper, right? So steadily we're going deeper. Chris, steadily we've been going deeper. Over the last month, we've been going deeper. And we're about to get submerged. And we'll never come out, by the way. It was like, where's Raquel? She's in the Spirit. Where's Pastor Love? She's in the Spirit. I can't see her. Good. Because all I can see now is Christ. Next. It is one of the supreme desires of God to take us to the place where we see we must be covered so that God has the right of way to everything in your life. Right? God keeps working. Don't misunderstand trials. It's all so that he can cover you more. He can get you in a deeper baptism. So then he can have it right away. And next thing you know, demons are coming out. And you can say, well, that wasn't me. That was the one. I'm covered. That was somebody else doing it. I remember getting in front of demons and I'm scared. It's as scared as I can be. And I quoting scripture like I remembered in the name of Jesus. Come out, I was scared. That thing ain't go nowhere. It kicked me across the bed. I wasn't baptized. Are y'all following me? I had no covering. It was still me. Me knowing the word me, but the word wasn't quickened. Right? We're growing. Amen. We are nothing to compare with what we might have been, right? And the whole thing is because we have not been hidden enough in that baptism of power. Because of this hidden place in God, the glory is manifest. The more we hide, the more his glory is manifest. Isn't that good? The power is felt, the unction is upon us. And it leads us forth from triumph to triumph over all things and rejoice in the hope of his glory, in the glory of God. Your part, wish your part, submit to God's workings, right? Because only he can do this. You can't, only he can do this. And then what? Believe. God, I believe. You said I can be baptized with fire. You said I must be baptized. Come baptize us. I believe your word said you're going to do it. Believe that you may have it and that you may live in this water, right? In this immersed state of participation with God, with God's Spirit. And I touched on this. Joseph lived the hidden, underwater, baptized life. And he's a type of the church. Where's Raquel? She's underwater. Hidden. I keep saying hidden because, you know, flesh don't like to be hidden, Amanda. Flesh likes to get out. Flesh likes to be seen. It takes a lot to be hidden. Joseph lived a hidden underwater baptized life. And is that it? Yes. Let's do that. Doesn't it feel like Mike's underwater? Mike, any other men want to get up here with Mike? Come on. Good. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. So y'all, you know, if you were up here, you could feel what's they're starting to drain me. Just cause, in other words, something's coming off on them. Ooh. So look, let's just take the scriptures. You know, the scriptures are getting quickened now, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit. There's a manifestation of the Spirit given to every man. In other words, they start to profit now because now the Spirit can manifest as they go down under, away from themselves and closer to Him. Pastor Love, can you sit on the front row? On the corner here? Oh boy, aren't these good? Aren't these good? For by one Spirit, we were all baptized. All we got to do is believe this, by the way, and let God do the work, right? By one Spirit, we're all baptized into one body, spiritually transformed, united together. Whether Jews or Greeks, Gentiles, slaves or free, we were all made of one drink of one Spirit, since the same Holy Spirit fills each of our lives. So He's coming upon us. He's starting to fill us, baptize us, drench us with Himself. And because that's the only life that we have, the flesh can't do anything. So baptism is essential if we're going to carry out the works, the life and works of Christ. There's a living, breathing Spirit in the place today, laying us down for His own glory, purpose, and service. There are brand new baptisms coming so that we can live in the far regions of the Spirit and live a life of Christ. Did we read the last one? I can't remember. Okay, I did? This is it here? So for this is Galatians 3. For all of you who were baptized into Christ, have clothed yourselves with Christ. Unclothe yourself of yourself and clothe yourself with a whole new anointing, a whole new region, a whole new space, a whole new paradigm, a whole new life, a whole new spirit, a whole new way of thinking, a whole new doctrine, a whole new living order. And this is the land that we live in, the land of baptism with Him, where we are carried off in the Spirit by the wind of God, and He takes us where He wants and receive an anointing from on high. And then eventually, We start to set the captives free. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to preach and set the captives free. Amen? Okay. Let me have the... Okay, Derek. Stay with me. The mic. So here we are. We're not done. Something else. Who has something? Something's going on in here. A word, adding on or something like that. Who has something? Thick. 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 Okay.
I told Pastor Mike,
I told Pastor Mike when the title came up, I said, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I dreamt last night that we were all being baptized. I dreamt that I went up to Pastor and I said, we can't go forth until we're baptized. I said, I'm going to start this, y'all. Y'all know how I am. In the dream, I said, I'm going to start this. So when you call Mike, I'm a little bit. Just a bit. Okay. I'm going to go with it. But I saw this in a dream so vividly. So when I saw that, I just almost passed out. We're all going forth, as Pastor said, into a new ministry. A new ministry in the Holy Spirit. Because we are all ministers of the Holy Spirit. But we haven't been because we haven't been baptized. We've had our own ministry, so as it were. But in the dream, Rocky, I think you come running up behind me. But Pastor, the ladies, I guess because there's more of us.
Yeah.
Six strings, we kind of outran y'all. You know how the women go into the tomb? Y'all know I'm a cut up, right? But we were running up, and he was baptizing me. And for some reason, this is crucial for me. Randy, when he was taking me down, I felt disease and stuff coming out of my body. Mm-hmm. I felt it. Mm-hmm. Today may not be the day, mm-hmm. but I'm telling you, mm-hmm. I'm telling you, this is a reality. Mm-hmm. And if we go forth, as Pastor said, in September, mm-hmm. this is going to happen. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we're going to lay here or mm-hmm. how, but in the dream, you were doing us just like you're doing here now. And we were all being transformed. I mean, the cloud was so thick and the power of God was so thick. Oh, that's why you heard the word thick. Oh, my God. It was so thick. It was, and when you all were singing about his glory and unveiled faith, I thought, well, okay, Pastor gonna jump up and start baptizing now, you know, because I saw this thing. I saw it so real and so vivid. And I felt it when I woke up. I felt like, oh, God, this leg ought not to be doing this because it just got healed. You know what I'm saying? It was so real, Pastor Gloria. And for him to do this morning, watch out, it's coming.
Go ahead.
Try to share this dream. I'm trying to think of how I can cut it. Yeah, condense it.
Right.
Last night was not a good night for me. I had this dream first, and then I woke up in pain in my hands. And then you know the devil is a liar because I haven't had pain in my hands in a long, long time. And the pain was so severe, and I kept saying, Lord, please, please lift this pain. And by this time, it was about 4 a.m., and so when the pain finally lifts, then my stomach got upset. And so by the time I got back in my bedroom, it was like 5:45 in the morning. And I went to lay back down. And I said, okay, Lord, I want to try to get a little teeny nap in before service. And so I just picked up the phone and just started texting Apostle. I was like, he might not be up. I said, but Lord, if he's not awake, don't let him hear the ding on his phone until he wake up.
I heard it.
Because I had one dream about Pastor Gloria, and then I had another dream about the ministry. And the dream I had about the ministry is that we were going on some type of trip or sabbatical, but it was in the mountains. And we had to drive there, and the way the mountains was made, it was like, you know, going around up to this castle. And the castle sat on the very top of the mountain. And it was so far up that you could see the clouds forming around the castle. And we were following in our cars, one behind the other, driving up to the castle. But when we got, we were all excited until we got there and we saw the outside of the castle. And the outside of the castle looked like some spooky horror movie or something. And we were like, we're going in there, you know. And but a few people, when they saw the outside of the castle, they got back in their cars and began to go back down the mountain. And Pastor Mike was saying in the dream, he said, maybe y'all should stay one night, give it a chance, because we haven't gone inside yet. And he said, plus, it's dangerous to drive on the mountain at night when you can't see. And because we were, like, really close to the edge or whatever. And we could, looking out our windows, we could actually see down the mountain. And so because we were kind of terrified the way the outside looked, Apostle says, well, the men is going to go in and pray first. And the ladies stayed outside and prayed while they were inside praying. And after we finished praying, somebody started up. One of the ladies started up this prank saying, I dare you go to the edge of the cliff and look over. And so we started worrying about the men, what was taking them so long to pray in the castle. And then as we were saying, I dare you to look over the edge, Pastor Mike comes out the castle and says, ain't God good? This is how much he loves us. He said, this time we didn't have to walk or climb up the mountain. He allowed us to drive up the mountain. And so he was like, when you come in, don't just walk in like you're walking in your house or any kind of building. He said, expect to walk into the kingdom. So when we walk in the castle, the inside looked nothing like the outside at all. The inside was so immaculate and amazing. Huge crystal chandeliers, gold trim everywhere, this heavy Victorian style furniture, just beautiful, just beautiful. Gorgeous, shiny wood floors. I didn't see anybody else's room, but when I got to my room, the room that I was sleeping in was this beautiful room with, I don't know, I got a thing for canopy beds, with a canopy bed, with white shears all around the canopy bed, a white plush carpet on the floor, huge fireplace in the room, candles burning, just beautiful. And I said, okay, Lord, now I believe I'm in the kingdom. And the Lord began to speak to me. And he said, why do you think I showed you that dream? And I was like, I don't know, Lord. He said, I showed you that dream because I don't want you to be my company. I want you to be my guest. And he said, and the more you visit the kingdom and stay with me, you will no longer be my guest, but you will become my family.
Where's this house going? To the heavenly realm. Amen. Why don't you close in prayer?
Sweet Holy Spirit, we thank you this morning that you chose us individually and collectively to take us into this new heavenly realm. We thank you this morning for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, that we'll be bapted in continuously, day in and day out, moment by moment and night by night. We'll have these baptism encounters. We thank you that we are being transformed and that we are hidden in Christ Jesus. We thank you this morning for the reality of living in the Spirit. And the only way we can live in the Spirit is we stay baptized. We walk in a baptism kind of life because now the Holy Spirit leads, the Holy Spirit guides, the Holy Spirit teaches, the Holy Spirit instructs, the Holy Spirit blesses, the Holy Spirit dictates, the Holy Spirit takes over. And it's no more us, but all of you. We thank you for the journey that we're headed on. We thank you for this hot, hot summer that you brought us through. We thank you for every lesson that we learned. For every lesson that we learned that's engraved in us that we'll never forget. as you have prepared us now for the next phase, the next quarter, as it were. Fresh baptisms. We can feel the dew of it. There's no water in this room, but I feel the emerging, the going down. I feel it. I feel it all over this place. For those that believe, those that believe me, those that believe, even there are three men up here, but those that believe went down and are continuously going down. Because we don't like us. I don't like me. And I want to lose me. And the only way I can lose me is I get more of him. So, Father, we thank you for this day, for this last Sunday in August. We thank you, as it were, the end of the summer. But every end brings a new beginning. Every end brings a new beginning. And so we thank you and we look forward to the new beginning. We look forward to it with anticipation and excitement. Oh, we look forward to it. And the anointing is going to be so thick on us. It's going to be so thick, for he has anointed us too. Every one of us need to find out what that too is. For he's anointed us too. Jesus said he's anointed me to preach, to heal, to open the blinded eyes. He's anointed me too. So for all of us has an anointing, a thick anointing coming with us into September. Rob, he's anointed you too. Prosperity. He's anointed you too. To deliver. But just your spoken word. So we thank God for that. Thank God for every soul in here today, for the visitors, for leaving with the grace that they didn't come in with. Oh, you're leaving with something powerful. You're leaving with something, a treasure, as it were, that's going to bless you and open doors for you. So, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for our apostle. We thank you for the message that you sent us. We thank you for the angels that accompany us. We thank you for that heavenly spirit that we live in every day. In Jesus' name, amen.